Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that Ryan Reese is here, too. Ryan is someone I've gotten to know a little bit over the last few years as someone who works for a place that I've done business with for a long time. Pike Place Fish Market is in Pike Place, which is on the wharf near Seattle, and they sell wonderful fish, all kinds of Pacific fish mostly, and salmon and halibut and Dungeness crab and things like that. And so I've been doing business with them for a long time, visiting with them and ordering fish from them over the years. But also, they've written a couple of three cookbooks, How to Cook Fish Better, and I've interviewed them on the show, including our good friend Anders, who's been there forever, and you've met some of the fishmongers at Pike Place Fish to talk about those cookbooks in the past. Well, we're here with Ryan Reese to talk about something a little bit different. Ryan Reese, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
So, when you told your family you were going to become a fishmonger, what did they think?
Man, I'll tell you what. I called my mom the night that afternoon when I took my resume down to the fish market and told her how excited I was just for the chance that I just actually met with those guys.
Yeah.
And there was a possibility that I might work there.
That you might become a fishmonger.
Yes, sir.
Right. What did she think about
and
that?
Did she say,
so it's come to this?
It's come to say, yes, my son's gonna throw fish around my college-educated son, who...
I clean floors. I mop floors to put him through college, and he's going to be a fishmonger.
Yes, sir. Yep. And, you know, when you get there, it's kind of like the military. It's like you got to start over, and you got to learn everything new. So this is how you take out the garbage. This is how you sweep the floor.
You bring fish in this way, not that way. I mean, it's a well-run machine. And by the way, I have caught a fish out there.
You have.
I got up in the deck and caught about a 25-pound salmon and actually got the thing. So,
oh, good job.
So they're throwing fish all over the place out there, folks. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's theater. Pike Place Fish is theater. I mean, people buy fish. I buy from you guys, and your fish is going out all over the place up there. But people come just to watch you guys work.
Yeah, people, I think, are inspired watching people doing something that they enjoy doing.
Yeah.
There's a certain energy that we just kind of emanate. And people, even when we're not throwing fish necessarily, people are standing there watching us work. It's not even just the fish throwing. It's just watching a group of people that are energized and moving fast and having fun.
Right. So, okay. Now, something has happened, though, in the last little while.
Oh, 2 years. Almost two years ago, exactly.
2 years ago. Tell us what happened, what started happening 2 years ago.
Let me tell you. I was, it was really about 4 or 5 years ago, but 2 years ago we officially became a new business entity. So all of us, there's 12 of us fishmongers, and most of us have worked at the fish market for a very, very long time. And it was myself. I had an idea. I was making salmon burgers. We make these homemade salmon burgers.
Right.
Scraping salmon bones, getting the meat off, making king salmon burgers, and we cannot make them fast enough. And I had this idea that, oh man, what if we put these in a box with our logo on it and go to a local grocery store and say and sell them? And the guys were like, it sounds like a great idea, let's do it. So I approached the owner of the fish market, Johnny Yokoyama, who's owned it since 1965, and he's like a dad to all of us.
Right.
We ended up negotiating a 25-year licensing agreement that all of us fishmongers own now the logo and the name, Pike Place Fish. And, you know, Johnny has been very kind to us. He's 74, and we've made a good life for him, and he's made a good life for us. But now we have, the opportunity to use the name and the logo for Pike Place Fish outside of the fish market.
Right.
And
so you've licensed the ability to make product and sell it as a box product in other parts of the country.
Yes, sir. And it's not just box product, but it's quality stuff that we actually also
we're going to talk about the products in a minute, but first I want to go back to the business. So
sure.
So the original owner owns all the intellectual property. You asked him, you guys licensed from him the ability to put that name on your products.
Yes,
and how did for 25 years?
Do you have a
partnership?
We created our own LLC that
right.
all 12 of us guys are members of.
Right, right.
And if you want to have a banker look at you crazy, have 12 members in your LLC. we've actually borrowed zero money at this point. Every once in a while,
Good
we go to Johnny and ask him for a couple of bucks to
to
get us through for 30 days until a vendor pays us or something.
Right,
but,
right.
Go ahead. I was going to say, literally, May of 2013, we started off with zero stores, and today we're at 812 stores.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a website, too, right?
We sell all of our products via the fish market. So,
if I want to buy your product online, I'd go through the Pike Place Fish Market.
You go to Pike Place Fish, yeah. You would just, exactly.
Right. So as long
Absolutely.
As...
Go ahead. The owner of the fish market, basically we're a vendor to him now, too. So,
right.
He buys fresh king salmon, he buys
right.
true cod, and now he buys king salmon burger from us, he buys
mm-hmm.
clam chowder from us, and crab cakes,
mm-hmm.
and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this... think about this, folks. Employees spinning off another angle of the company from a semi-retired owner, or maybe soon to be retired owner. Did you guys ever talk to him about just buying the whole thing?
Yeah, that's our intention.
That's in the works.
His intention. His intention is to sell us the business.
When we come back, I'm going to get Ryan to talk to us about the products they sell and what they did to get their products into stores. After these messages, we're talking to Ryan Reese, an entrepreneurial fishmonger. By the way, quickly, Ryan, what's that website?
www.pikeplacefish.com.
So check it out. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.